العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بلغ عن الله رسالاته ونصح له في ذرياته فجزاه الله بأفضل ما جزى به نبي عن أمته اللهم وعلى آله وأصحابه وعلى من اقتفى أثره واتبع سنته ومنهجه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, inshallah we'll continue where we stopped Friday about the best of the companions after the Khulafa, and we'll go to the commentary inshallah.
Meaning that the best companions after the three Khulafa Khalif are the remaining of the ten that were given the glad tidings of paradise. These are those mentioned by the author. He's saying all of them were fit for the Khilafah, that is the people of the consultation, that Umar radiallahu anhu entrusted with the responsibility of choosing the Khalifa after him. Because when Umar radiallahu anhu was on the verge of death, he instituted a consultation body for choosing the Khalifa among these remaining persons. This was because each of them was qualified for the Khilafa. So he referred the matter to them and they chose Uthman radiallahu anhu. He's saying the first generation among the best generations, this is the generations of those in which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent and they believed in him. The word ashab, companionship, companion, is the plural of the sahabi, companion. Ashabi is whoever met the Prophet ﷺ, believed in him and died in that state of belief. Bullet 1, the one who believed in the Prophet ﷺ during the Prophet's lifetime without meeting him is not a Sahabi like Najashi. He is only considered as from the Tabi'un. The one who met with him, believing in him, is not also a Sahabi. This is because the polytheists and disbelievers met the Prophet ﷺ but they didn't believe in him. Number 3, and the one who met with him and believed in him then turned apostate, his companionship is nullified if he dies upon apostasy. But if he repents, Allah turns to him in forgiveness and his companionship returns. Consequently, Ibn Hajar said in his book An-Nukabah regarding the definition of a Sahabi, whoever met the Prophet ﷺ, believed in him and died in that state of belief, even if apostasy came in between, according to most of the correct opinion, that is the more correct of the two opinions of the scholars. The second opinion is that his companionship is nullified even if he repents, because apostasy nullifies the righteous deeds done before it.
So there's three types, inshallah. The Imam rises. So the one who met the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam without seeing him, is he considered a Sahabi? He's considered tabi'i. And the one who met the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam but did not believe in him, he's not a companion. Because of what? Because he didn't believe in him. And the last state, which is what? Those who believed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who met the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, believed in him. And then in a way that they turned away. So if they, in الذين آمنوا ثم كفروا ثم آمنوا ثم كفروا ثم ازدادوا كفرا لم يكن الله ليغفر لهم ولا ليهديهم سبيلا طريقا إلا طريق جهنم. So those who believe and then they return back to kufr, automatically the status of companionship is away, because Allah سبحانه وتعالى is pleased on the companion رضي الله عنهم. من هم عنهم? Those believe in the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, but if they reject after the believing in the Prophet and they rejected the message, then they are not Sahaba, they are Kuffar.
He's saying the first Muslim generation which the Prophet ﷺ was raised, the Muhajirun, the emigrants, and the Ansar, the helpers, they are those who observed Salah facing two directions, Jerusalem and then Mecca. The Muhajirun were first mentioned before the Ansar. This shows that Muhajirun are better due to the excellence of migration in Allah's way, because they abandoned their homeland and property. Allah mentioned the Muhajirun before the Ansar in many verses of the Quran, as Allah the Most High says, and the first to embrace Islam of the Muhajirun, those who migrated from Mecca to Al-Madinah, and the Ansar, the citizens of Al-Madinah, who helped and gave aid to the Muhajirun.
فالسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار.
And there is also a share in the booty for the poor immigrants who were expelled from their homes and their properties, seeking bounties from Allah and to please Him, and helping Allah, that is helping His religion and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such are indeed the truthful to what they say.
للفقراء المهاجرين الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم وأموالهم يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا وينصرون الله ورسوله أولئك هم الصادقون.
And those who before them had homes in Al-Madinah and had adopted the faith.
والذين تبوأوا الدار والإيمان من قبلهم.
That is the Ansar. So the Muhajirun are mentioned before the Ansar. Allah has forgiven the Prophet, the Muhajirun, and the Ansar.
لَقَدْ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ.
This indicates that the Muhajirun were better than the Ansar. The word Ansar is plural to Ansari. They are the believers from the tribes of Al-Aus and Al-Khazraj, the inhabitants of Al-Madinah, who pledged alliance to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, known as Al-Bayatul Aqaba.
Bayatul
Aqaba, the alliance of Al-Aqaba. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated to them, and they supported him, aided him, and sheltered him and the companions radiallahu anhum. Allah the Most High says regarding them, and those who before them had homes in Al-Madinah and had adopted the faith, love those who emigrate to them, and have no jealousy in their breasts for that which they have been given from the booty of Bani al-Nadir, and given them immigrants preferred over themselves, even though they were in need of that. And whoever is saved from his own covetousness, such are they who will be the successful.
والذين تبوأوا الدار والإيمان من قبلهم يحبون من هاجر إليهم ولا يجدون في صدورهم حاجة مما أوتوا ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون.
Indeed, they used to be called Al-Aus and Al-Khazraj, but when they pledged alliance to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to support him, they were named Ansar, helpers, meaning the helpers of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
So, two important points here we have to understand. Number one, the unity of Muslims does not give them titles, rather the titles should be given to them according to the situation, which means, at the last point here he said, before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated to Medina, there were two tribes, and they were always enemies to each other, Al-Aus wal Khazraj. When the Prophet ﷺ came to Medina and both gave pledge to the Prophet ﷺ to protect him, they no longer be named Al-Aus and no longer become Khazraj, rather they became Al-Ansar. And in certain situations, when there's something instigates between both of them, during the life of the Prophet ﷺ, between an Ansari and Khazraji, this man called for the Ansar and this man called for the Khazraj, and they rose and their voices raised, and in the, was the Prophet ﷺ alive among them? Yes, he was alive. And they all almost rose the swords against each other. So when the Prophet ﷺ said what? He said, دَعُوهَا إِنَّهَا نَتِنَا. Right? What is it? What is دَعُوهَا فَإِنَّهَا نَتِنَا? What's نَتِنَا mean? Leave it, it is rotten. Leave what? جاهلية. Which is ana from fulan and you are from fulan. Subhanallah. Islam came to unite, to equal. I'm talking about in the brotherhood. وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَى حُفْرَةٍ مِنَ النَّارِ فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا. And Allah said, أَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانَا. Then we became a brother in Islam by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after we almost were at the edge of hellfire. So this is very important for us to understand what we get from this chapter here we're talking about is our direct love goes first to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, following his sunnah, and loving the companion, those who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam named, as we mentioned before, and those who the Khulafa named during their life. So when Umar died, radiallahu anhu, he named those names. Remember the names? Talha, Ali, Zubayr, Uthman, all of them. So they choose whom? They choose Uthman, right? So that means always Shura is important. Why he's choosing these numbers of Sahaba? Because he knows their sincerity. Number one, they were chosen from the Prophet ﷺ, and based on this by itself is enough for Umar to put them as entitled of to choose the next Khalifa. Why Umar did that? Because he knew that he's not coming back. Umar radiallahu anhu, when he was a staff, if you remember the story, and when they gave him some milk, when he drank the milk, it came from the wound. So it has no place in his body. Meaning what? Meaning, you know, Umar, it is about, you know, you try to stop the bleeding, right? But there's no 911 and no surgical, and this is slow death. Shahada. Slow shahada. I want to call it death because these are ulama. These are great. So he immediately, he wasn't worried about his inheritance. He wasn't worried about his family because he already prepared them for that day. What is more concerned is what? The ummah after him. So, and this is applies to every place. Every place that has establishment of Islam, you have to understand that the shayateen are always flying around. The shaytan wants to destroy. And those who submit to Allah wants to what? They want to construct. So this life is between two powers. One power to construct and one power to destroy. And for example, this masjid. We and everybody knows that this masjid do not affiliate except what we call it Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah. No affiliation to anybody. No names, no leaders, no. You know what I'm talking about. This masjid is pure. Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So therefore, it is a duty. Your Imam died today. You going to be here? I am not going to be here. Your job is always that the one who is to stand here must be a person على متبعا لأهل السنة والجماعة. No, not affiliate with anybody. Because if someone is affiliate and said, no, I can lead and I can be the leader and I can be the imam, but I will respect the rules, but I still have my own affiliations, we call this what? Conflict of interest. It will not work. Because slowly, and that's how it always goes. You know how the Yahud came to the Palestine? They came, they sent, you know, with my respect to Brother Khalid here, and a Yahudi, and he's Arab, right? So I come to him and tell him, I give you, what do you call it, bonus? Commission. Commission, if you buy me a land from any of these men, and any land you give me, I'll give you 10% of the price. So he goes to this man, he wants to sell. Who wants to buy it? You want to buy it under your name. How much? 100,000. Okay. You know that you're getting 10%. So how much 10% of 100,000? He knows he guarantees himself what? What? $10,000 in his pocket. Right? In his pocket. So he goes buy it, and then the people know that he sells it to his Muslim Arab brother. He goes and sends around the paper to him, and he puts him as in charge, but from the back picture, to go ahead and construct whatever I tell him to do. Forces. And slowly, Palestine died. Slowly like that. Simple as like that. Because, you know, naive, most of them do not لا يقرؤون ولا يكتبون. Slowly. And they choose what? They don't choose like the flat. They choose where? The higher. Usually higher grounds people do not want to buy. Why? Hard to cultivate and hard to maintain. So they give you better money. And you say, this guy must be crazy. Why he wants to? Oh, take it. But you understand, as soon as they build it, لا يقاتلونكم جميعا إلا في قرى محصنة أو من وراء جدر تحسبهم جميعا وقلوبهم شتى. You find them all together, but they are not. And slowly, slowly they take over. So always the case, whenever you want to be in any place of that raises the flag of La ilaha illallah, you have to find people who wants to be against. Of course, indirect. Nobody's going to stand here and say, you know, I'm against. No, we're not going to see that. But someone will come and try to change the mentality and the manhaj. You know, and it's very dangerous. Because this manhaj, when these ulama, you know, wrote these books, it is our duty to teach it and to make sure that everybody is aware of these. These books is not written for the amusement. It's for a reason. How to protect our deen and how to be on the footsteps of these giants. You know, they are giants. And we are, I don't know if it can be an ant. Even an ant is still big for us. So in a question. So we have to be on their khuta, inshallah. من خطاهم على خطى الحبيب صلى الله عليه وسلم أسأل الله أن ينفعنا وأن يعلمنا وأن يرحمنا وأن يعصمنا وأن يتقبل منا جميعا صالح الأعمال إنه على كل شيء قدير سبحانك الله وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك